as opposed to.
Okay. This is the first SHAC meeting of 2001-2002, and it's 4 o'clock on Wednesday, October the 20th.
We're going to start reviewing the new SHAC requirements. As you guys see, we have a recorder. We are required now to maintain minutes and record our meetings, and those meetings will be uploaded into our website. So just wanted to give you guys a heads up. That is one of the new requirements, and I'll read what it says. It says that state law requires that districts to publish in the student handbook and on district website the number of SHAC meetings held during previous year. The district shall fill in the blank to indicate the number of meetings held or adjust text to match district practice. By law, the SHAC must at least have 4 meetings each school year. HB 1525 requires that at least 72 hours before each SHAC meeting, the SHAC will post notice of the date, hour, place, and subject of the meeting on a bulletin board in the administration office of each campus in the district and publish the same notification on district website. For each meeting, the SHAC will prepare and maintain minutes of each meeting, make an audio or video recording of each meeting, and submit the minutes and recording of the meeting to the district. As soon as practicable after receipt of the minutes and recording, the district shall post the minutes and recording to the district website. So that is completely new, so we would have that as a new requirement. Also, sex ed in junior high and high school, but as we were saying off the record, it's something completely new to us that we're going to meet with the superintendent and reach out to TEA to get more clarification, so we'll bring more of that information in our future meetings. Anything else? Any questions about the new requirement as we move along?
Minutes. So, like, the meetings have to be a certain length? Is that what you're saying about minutes? Or just, like, minutes, like, saying this, this, and this?
Yes. Okay. Note it down. Yeah. And Deidre, we've been doing that. Deidre has been keeping up with the minutes, and the only difference is now we have it on recording compared to other years. So we can go and tag along to health services.
Okay. So this beginning of the school year was very COVID heavy in terms of a lot of COVID positive cases at the very beginning, from like day one of teachers starting school, and then a week and a half later kids starting school, and we had 137 cases to date since then. Mostly in the past 3 weeks, there has been none, except for this week we've had three new cases at high school. So it definitely has died down from the beginning, where there was like dozens and dozens a day. And high school and elementary leading the pack on both of those numbers. And masks are not required this year, only highly recommended by the Department of Health. You know, majority of people don't wear them, and then small amount do. I think since things have died down, it's been much better. Hopefully it stays that way, but no telling. And only about 3 flu cases so far in the whole district so far that have been known to me, but we're going to keep a tally on both those things. And I have resumed hearing and vision screenings and started that, and my immunizations, trying to get all the way up to date with that, and through my documentation on it. And we'll do scoliosis in November, scoliosis screenings, and we have a new member to the nursing department just this week. On Monday, we had Miss Stephanie Hyman start as a staff member in the nursing department. So as of right now, she's a third assistant, and she's doing great, and we're really happy to have her. And we'll see what happens as time goes by with all the staff in there. And trying to think if anything else is new going on and stuff. We did all our Stop the Bleed in the beginning of the year, which was fantastic because last year with COVID, we weren't able to do it like normal. So that was great. And our EpiPen instructions in the beginning of the year, and that was wonderful too. I'm glad we got through that. And that's a house bill thing too from a few years ago. So I don't know. Anybody have any questions about anything going on in health or? Okay.
No. Okay, so I'm going to move along with nutrition services. As you all know, it's all over the news. There's a supply and food shortage. We're not excluded from that. So the menus, we've always said menus subject to change, but now more than ever. Also with our supplies, sometimes we get it, sometimes we don't, so we're trying to do the best in what we have, and just making sure that we meet all the meal requirements as of the federal government requires us to do. We added a digital menu at the food court. I don't know if y'all had a chance to go check it out. It's really neat. It tells the kids what we serve for breakfast and lunch. We do have a new POS system. We're not with NutriKids anymore, now we're with Titan, so all the payments go through there, all the processing. This year is free meals for everyone, so we are not processing any applications.
That's great.
As other businesses, we're short staffed, so y'all know anybody that wants to come my way, send them my way. But we're just trying to do the best that we can and try to stay afloat with supplies and food. Any questions on the nutrition part of it?
Are you concerned at all that because of the shortages you won't be able to feed the kids that since they're all now kind of relying on those free meals?
No, the only thing would be that we would go from, example, at the food court we have 4 options a day, might just start going down to 3 to 2 until we just have that one option. That's my only, and it's really not a concern because with the program that we opted in to do free meals, we have the option to do offer versus serve, which is we offer them different ones. But we also have the option to do serve versus offer, which is just one thing, and this is all we have. And as long as it meets all the group requirements, the only difference with both programs is obviously you get to pick and one you don't, and the one you get to pick, you don't have to have the fruit and you don't have to have the milk. With the one that is serve, you have to have all the components. So everybody has to have the milk, everybody has to have vegetable.
So I have a question about that. Just like at the kinder level, they're told every day they have to get a juice. Why?
Because the juice is the equivalent of a fresh fruit. So a reimbursable meal consists of your main and a fruit. Whether it's breakfast or lunch. So breakfast and lunch, they have to pick their main and they have to pick a fruit. So we don't serve a fresh fruit in the morning, we give them a juice.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So if it ever comes down to where you don't get everything that you need for these kids, like is the community able to help you?
So we are only allowed to accept supply donations. Because we're supposed to, when it comes to food, we're supposed to be 100% weed control of sodiums and all these things to keep the requirement. I'm pretty sure if we ever get to the point where it's just a national disaster, a lot of things would be waived. Like right now, we are allowed to buy out of our purchase order contract because the people we have contract with don't have it. So they're giving us the chance to go to Sam's and Walmart and all these places. Whereas if that wasn't a problem, we could only buy through these vendors. So I'm pretty sure if it gets to the point where, oh my God, there's no food, all I can give them is bread and cheese, and the only bread that we have is white bread, I'm pretty sure they're going to come up with waivers. So I have to submit waivers to do all these things to kind of back up as to, we're going to fund you, but what is the reason you're not meeting these requirements? So we are allowed to accept any sort of supplies. Right now, food, we're not allowed as of right now.
But like paper goods,
forks and napkins and trays, yes.
Yeah, I know my mom, they were short on napkins and straws. So they were going out, like, they would send someone from each campus to go to Walmart or HP, yes, the dollar store, and go buy whatever they need.
So we're not at the right now to do that. So we're just rolling with the punches and see how far this shortage is going to go, if we're going to get some sort of relief or it's just for a long, long time.
So are you seeing shortages? I mean, are you already?
Yes, every
so
time
what
we.
What are you lacking
so we,
right now?
Like right now, we had no forks, so we were serving at the food court spoons, you know, and we had upset students and upset staff saying, how can I eat with the spoon? Well, that's all we have.
Yeah.
So we got to go to Sam's and we bought some forks, but I mean, I don't know how much longer it's going to last. Mm. The meals, every time we order, so we're only, once you a bid is approved, we're only allowed to order this specific Tyson nugget, to give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no Tyson nugget, so we have to find a replacement for that. So every week we place an order with our vendors, and I get the phone call saying, we need to see if we can get this for that and that for this, so... Like the pizzas we usually order in elementary, the Big Daddies, which are, they come prepared already. Well, there's none. So they send us the dough and the sauce and the cheese, and we have to
make it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So there's a lot of things that individually wrapped items that are out of stock, because a lot of places don't have the staff. So they're ordering all these things, which is easier. And unfortunately, because we're a smaller district, we don't have priority to those things. They give the bigger districts the priority to get them before we get them.
So what kind of hour changes are your staff seeing? Is your staff seeing that they have to come in a little sooner?
They're working a lot of later hours.
Because they're having to fix it themselves.
Yeah, a lot of later hours, which accumulates the come time, which obviously is hard to give them time off because we're already short staff. So it's been a struggle, but I got to say I'm very proud of each and every one of them, because they come with a happy face. They work with the kids. They do their best, and they take pride in what they do, and I can't just ask for anything better than that.
Mm-hmm.
You do have a great job.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every day.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, so, and you got an elementary there. They're really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they have to work hard.
I'm really grateful for them. Yes, they work very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of people think cafeteria, that's a piece of cake. Well, come work with us for one day and tell me. And a lot of them noticed the difference when we were in COVID and they had to come and help in the kitchen when we were delivering all those meals. And they were like, wow, now I'm never going to complain when I come through. I had an aide, a paraprofessional, say, I'm never going to complain when I come here and it's not ready because I see how much it takes. I said, I appreciate that you noticed.
Mm.
It's so much more than just cooking and put, you know, they have to follow recipes. They have to know the quantity they're serving. You know, if we're serving in elementary, it might be 2 ounces. If you're serving in the food court, it's 4 ounces, you know. So it's so much more complex than what the eye see.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's a federal funded program, we have so much criteria and requirements that we have to follow. Because one little thing, as that kid didn't take the fruit, well, that's not a reimbursable meal. We lose that funding. It's that serious.
Wow.
Yes. So a lot of times when I explain to the kid, no, you cannot have this, it's not us being ugly, it's us following our requirements. It's one little thing. If out of the 100 meals I serve, one kid, one meal was not considered reimbursable, we can lose the whole funding of all 100 meals. It's that easy. So, yeah, that's my department.
Wow.
So any questions about the nutrition department? No? So next on the agenda, future meeting dates. We have to set our next 3 dates. So we did one in October. Do we come back in January, where it gives us time between the holidays to get more information about all these other?
I almost feel like maybe we should do one in
December?
Really late November or early December. Maybe early December, because are we going to, I know we haven't discussed this yet, but are we even going to consider doing that?
Color fun run?
Yeah, or.
I don't see why not, if everything is back to normal, right?
Yeah. I guess we can ask the superintendent and.
So December when? When is a good date for y'all?
Maybe Wednesday the 1st? That way it's kind of on the early side of December.
I'm not here that day.
Okay.
The only public member from my story.
Is the 8th to, 8th, 8th isn't bad, right? It's kind of still on the early
December
side.
December 8th, okay, so next meeting is December 8th, 4 p.m. Okay, then we're moving along to, so on December 8th, we'll talk about the community fun run.
Yes, and then also
an update on
the that new house bill, and hopefully we'll have gotten more information from the administration.
So we want to do February and April. Remember the last time we planned for that fun run in March, and it was a hot mess because it just was mixing with everything.
I know. I almost was thinking.
Was it March or May?
March, then it got pushed back to April, then it,
and then COVID happened.
Yeah.
I almost think it should be late January or super early February.
It's really cold those months.
Maybe
to have an outdoor activity.
Maybe mid-February then?
It starts to warm up. February.
It starts to warm up
in
February.
I'd rather be cooler than
I would too, because it gets.
I cannot be outside if it's too cold. I'm letting y'all know now. The Caribbean, my Caribbean skin is not used to this cold weather.
I have a friend who's and I just, she's like, I can't do the cold.
I can't. If it's really cold like this past winter where we froze, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
None of us like that.
No.
Right? No, there's people that
do.
Like
I
that.
Love it.
I cannot.
I'm one of those people.
I'm okay if it's cold and I'm indoors.
What about mid-February? Because it does usually warm up in February. Like,
no, February is the coldest month.
In Texas?
Yes.
That one's the winter storm.
Yes, February is the coldest month. What about April? We can't do March.
No,
and we can't
I think April's too late.
Yeah.
Too I think April's
April.
Too late.
There's always one.
And remember, once spring hits, the parks become difficult on the weekends.
Yeah, because Little League's going to start.
On like that first
bizarre.
Weekend in March.
It was Little
that
League.
Very first
it was Little League. It was FFA. It was, I don't remember what other.
What about,
it was a lot.
What about February the 26th?
Why don't we do a turkey trot?
In November?
Yeah. Turkey trot. What is that like? That sounds cool.
On Thanksgiving Day morning, you go.
That sounds amazing.
Wait.
What a fantastic.
What about people traveling for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
actually,
that whole week.
Nobody around here goes anywhere but 5 miles down the road to their grandparents' house.
I won't
nobody
be
moves
here.
Out of this county ever.
I won't be here for the later part of that weekend, but we could do it for the weekend that we just get out of school. That's a great idea.
I like it.
I love the idea.
Do that weekend. Where are you going? But I have a tournament here.
Oh,
we're hosting a
season
basketball. Tournament November the 20th.
That would have been a good day, right after school.
The
right?
November the 20th would have been a good. Or that's, I don't know if people would do that. You were saying right after school. I'm like, that's kind of something I've never thought about. Like on a Friday
a
evening.
Friday.
Oh.
No.
Don't we get out half day on that Friday?
Yes, right before. No, not for Thanksgiving, for Christmas. I think Christmas break we get off early that Friday.
Or
a reindeer run.
Yes. Why don't we do it in
oh,
conjunction with the park, with Christmas in the park?
Christmas.
Do it in conjunction with Christmas in the park. People are all here that day.
But
it's
we wouldn't, I don't know if we would be able to do it with them because they have so much going on there that day.
There's really not.
That we're going to
tell you what's going on that day.
People are
going
to want to exercise around the.
Like, they do a. They have the people at the park who have, there's vendors, and then the band comes and plays around 5:30 or whatever.
Cool.
Sometimes it's cool. It's cool. It's never been cold.
Hey, February is worse, okay? I'm okay with December.
So,
I'm okay with December.
You could do
February.
One.
Okay.
Like around 5 o'clock. Do the run, and then like all your vendors are setting up. I think Christmas in the Park for the band starts around 5:30. They have to be there around 5:30.
What day is that?
It's a Friday. 17.
So I don't think I am available that day.
You're traveling.
Are you going somewhere?
I think we have some a family extended Christmas that day in the like after school like.
I have a game.
Oh.
I say we just nix this whole run thing.
Hey, we still could do it like on that next Saturday morning or something.
Once we're off, it's hard to get anybody to do anything.
I know. That's why I was saying, when you said after school, and I was like, huh, I've never thought about it like,
I meant after school, like after the day. Yeah.
I still like both those ideas, and they still could be implemented in December.
Mm-hmm. I like that reindeer run. That's cute.
Reindeer run. It's such a cute idea.
Yeah.
Yes, you can dress up.
For all I care.
I know.
Well, maybe let's still think about it. Like,
okay,
so
when we come back on, but we should be promoting it early because December 8th, if we decide yes.
Yeah, we might not have enough time. Otherwise, we could do, well, let's think about it on our own, and then maybe we could do it that last week.
So December 8th is our meeting.
Yeah, that's what we chose. I mean, we could do it earlier.
I just have to add it because. So our next meeting, February.
Okay. So what if we did the reindeer run on the 11th? I'll tell you what's going on the 11th. No, wait a minute. The 11th.
I'm heading out of town
that
weekend.
Winter Wonderland.
She's not going to be here.
I'm heading out town that weekend.
What about the 4th?
When is the night of Winter Wonderland?
Winter Wonderland is the 10th.
Are we having it?
That's on my calendar. I don't know. Somebody's decided they were having it because it's already on my calendar.
Oh, wow.
And that's in elementary.
I did not know that.
Everybody participates. Like, the high school comes over. Everybody's there.
So we would do the run where?
You could do it all around campus. Like, you could do all the different campuses.
The 10th?
Yeah.
I won't be.
Where are you going to be?
I have basketball.
When is basketball over?
February 4th is our last district game, and I jump right into softball.
We're looking at February for that, man.
I mean, in softball.
Are we going to do it as a Valentine, then?
You can do a Valentine run.
Okay, so that we can.
or the 26th is later February. Saturday the 26th is late February.
So February 26th is tentative.
That way it's still February, but towards the end maybe it won't be so cold for you.
Y'all gonna see me like the lady in Home Alone. Mm-hmm. This lady from Home Alone. Y'all might not even recognize me.
Well, I'm just scared. I remember once we hit March last year, it started to get really nuts.
But I was okay with April, but y'all say no.
See,
that's spring.
Like, y'all could, I'm going to tell you this. Okay. And I know she knows. The life of a coach, Saturdays.
It's hard.
Are hard.
So we could do a Friday after school.
What?
So you can't do no days.
I can't do a Friday. I can't do a Saturday.
Okay.
I can't do a
and that's okay if she can't. I mean,
I will help
she's,
with
yeah, she's okay. Yeah.
So whatever day, I mean, I can help you prep. Saturdays are just hard.
Yeah, that's okay.
So, you
do a lot.
Or I have, morning practices.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah.
Track season's gonna start. Yeah.
And.
Okay, so.
And we can think about it more.
27 is tentative. We'll talk about it.
26 or the 27. 26 is a Saturday of February.
Are we gonna do it a Friday or
And
the only thing about February is winter and it's. It gets dark by 6:15. No, honestly, it gets dark really early, so we're doing it at 5 o'clock.
Oh, you're saying after school?
Yeah, if we do it a Friday after school, we're gonna do it for an hour, half an hour run.
I wouldn't do it Friday after school because of that reason. You're gonna get all your athletes will be gone because there'll be games,
and then everybody else.
You kind of want those kids there so that maybe they can encourage the rest of them.
Yeah.
But remember, also a lot of this is more elementary kids. Who are not in heavy sports. Some of their siblings might be, but this isn't like most high school. It's actually more elementary.
Only the smaller kids. I didn't realize. I thought it was like a community thing.
It is a community thing.
But like, I remember this, it's never going to be a good time for everybody to come to this event. There's never going to be a perfect time.
It's going to have to be a Saturday.
So what if I told you we could like a family fun night on the track on Thursday.
I love it.
Like you bring.
Maybe not on the track, right?
Either the track or elementary.
They would let us use it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And throw the powder?
Oh yeah.
We don't have to throw the powder.
Okay.
Like let's say just whatever company you use for you said it for nutrition for your food. You know what I'm talking about. Like they can set up a booth and like hand out information.
Yeah, and we still have all of our
sponsors
that would want to, or we could have it at the Bryce Park also. But I like it on the track.
Yeah, I think that would be people would get excited about that doing it on actually on the track with everybody encouraging them.
Yeah.
Like it's like we do the 100-day laps.
Yeah. No, I like the idea.
I think
more people would come too, but we definitely couldn't do color then.
It's not going to be a color fun.
Yeah. But I like Family Fun Night.
But I think you'd get a big turnout.
Yes.
I could put games.
I think she's right too on a Thursday, and there's no sport on a Thursday evening.
No, not just during fall, which is football.
I like it. You
what
have
one date on February.
February the 27th.
I'm looking at January. Sorry. February
24th. Okay.
Or do we want to do it earlier than that, or?
No, February 24th is fine.
We'll talk about it
in the December meeting. We could brainstorm and see, being that it's not Color Fun Run anymore, what are we going
to
do?
Yeah, like music or maybe the cheerleaders would like to come out there and
get all of the kids up there.
I'm pretty sure
what about track practice?
They usually end like at 4:30-ish.
Maybe we could have
to keep them out there a little bit longer so that the big kids can be there when the little kids are running. And I think that's a neat thing to do.
Maybe
so
we can.
So y'all want to meet February 10th? It gives us 2 weeks before this.
Yes.
To finalize everything?
Yeah.
So the next meeting is February 10th. That's a Thursday. Or you guys want to meet a Wednesday?
Wednesday.
The 9th.
Okay, well, the 9th is an early release day.
Okay.
And I'm not staying until after.
What about February 2nd?
Okay.
I wonder if we could get, like, some sort of, like, I was going to say, I wonder if they'd open the concession stands.
I was going to say, maybe if someone could donate, like we can ask HEB if they could donate some fruit.
They gave us a $50 gift card. We have money, so the money that
we're
not going to spend on the color, we can spend it on getting stuff.
Yeah, think about other, like,
fruits, vegetables.
Or like maybe
smart snack.
Sort of entertainment or
We had the guy that was willing to bring that
the virtual
video, virtual thing.
I wonder if that would be allowed on the field though.
It could be outside by the concession stand.
I mean, we're on the outside of the
total. Okay.
I mean, they're not getting
so let's all brainstorm and come back on the 8th with more.
Let's think about it more. What am I writing?
So I'm thinking the next date, April. So we're meeting February 2nd.
And what could be, like family fun night, like try to track as many laps as you can, or?
That's what we're going to brainstorm and come back in December and talk about it.
I was just thinking.
I got to keep y'all in track.
I got a washer tournament.
That'll be fun.
Just throwing it out there.
Uh-huh.
So bring all of that, write it down, and then when we get here in December, we write all these things and kind of iron it off. April's date. Y'all want to meet early April or late April? Because then we're going to have to meet in May, because we need at least four.
So
that'll be the fourth. Okay. So this is...
Wait, what were the dates?
December 8th. December 2nd, I mean, February
2nd.
And then April.
Oh.
April 13th. Coach?
Yeah.
And then on that day, we would pick the first meeting for the following year.
That's how this was on my calendar. I was wondering how that was on.
And our last one we picked. So next future date is December 8th, then February 2nd, then April 13th, and as of right now, Family Fun Run, February 24th. Moving right along, I'm going to open the discussion. Coach Luna, if you could talk to us about what part of the CAT curriculum you are in right now with your students in elementary.
Okay, so we just finished our jump roping units. Taught the kids, you know, about what jump roping does for, like, their body, whole body, cardio and... So I had asked them, if you knew where their heart is, good store. And asked them where their heart was so they could feel it before you start jumping. I had a kid touch your belly button. I feel it fading a little bit.
Aww.
I was like, okay, that's not where your heart is. It's up here to chest. So we jumped rope for a minute. And I was like, okay, go ahead and touch your heart. Feel it beating. It should be beating faster. And he goes back to his belly button.
Oh.
He's like, I still feel it. And I'm like, I think you're hungry. But anyways, I mean, they like jump roping. They didn't know that it was all for their body, but of course it was one of those tabs that I pulled out and something that at a young age, especially kindergarten, needed to learn how to jump and hand-eye coordination and everything. Right now, we're still in the cardio phase. We are running sprints, teaching them how to do relays. So we have the batons, and they know not to pass a certain spot. That they have to get the baton in. So, like, on the track, you have your exchange zone. So we just don't call it that at elementary, but they know there's that certain area. And next, we're going to go with a sport, which is going to be basketball.
Okay.
Just teaching them, you know, the basics of basketball and everything.
Good.
So that's where we're at right now.
Awesome.
Good. Sounds like lots of fun.
Yes.
So if there is nothing else to add, as to the health classes and sex ed in junior high, we would have an update in our next meeting. And that would be it. It is 4:40 p.m., October 20th, our first SHAC meeting.